This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Liz Peek to comment again on these revelations in the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. Here's a minor fact that probably will be important to historians 100 years from now. Mr. Biden is viewed more unfavorably than Mr. Trump in the polls, 59% to 57% unfavorable in the Fox survey, which is Mr. Biden's best showing, 57%. Liz, I didn't think it was possible for a sitting president to be more unfavorably viewed than the memory of Donald Trump's administration. So what we have here, Peggy Noonan invented this, and I give her all the credit, is old cranky, that would be Mr. Biden, versus old crazy, that would be Mr. Trump. It's a peculiar choice, and the American people are confounded. They wait for some turn in the road. Do you see one up ahead, or is this the election? Is this November, Liz?
Well, it's the biggest guessing game in town, John. I would say I literally do not know anybody who is 100% convinced that Joe Biden is going to be the Democratic nominee. There are so many people, including myself, who think that between now and November, the Democrats will find some way to nudge Joe Biden aside because they are very alarmed about his approval ratings. And they can see, just as the rest of the country can see, that Joe Biden is getting less able. I mean, it's just a fact of life. He stumbles more frequently. I don't mean physically, although he does that too, but he also loses his train of thought and he looks confused. And it's an embarrassment. And I think when all of us imagine him sitting down with Xi Jinping for an important session, one-on-one, my heart is in my throat. I can't imagine Joe Biden being able to carry off important diplomatic conversations, et cetera. I think this is really a very difficult time for Democrats. Obviously, if they ditch Joe Biden, the logical successors, Kamala Harris, her approval ratings are even worse than his. Her unfavorables are worse than his. She is a terrible candidate, and they know it. So that is why there's a lot of chatter. And I think actually it's not unreasonable about Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is a woman of color. She's extremely popular. If she agreed to accept the nomination at the convention, my guess is Democrats would be absolutely thrilled. And she comes in with tons of money behind her and super PACs all lined up. And after all, half the staff in the White House is Obama people. So it's a pretty easy solution. And all of this assumes that Joe Biden agrees to step aside. His big issue, one of them might be he wants to protect his son, Hunter. As president, he can do that. But he can also make a deal with whoever takes his place and say, hey, you know, you got to pardon Hunter if he gets convicted. And Michelle Obama or somebody else could say, yeah, you know, done deal. And that's that. But will Donald Trump be the candidate unless something happens to his physical condition? I think, yes, he will.
Elizabeth Peek, a columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,